You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship this eighth Sunday after Trinity. We'll begin with our opening hymn 578, Thy Strong Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro.
Glory be to God on high.
And
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, the spirit to think and do always such things that are right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may be enabled by you to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this eighth Sunday after the Trinity is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and hear his word, or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams, that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. But as straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. This is the word of the Lord.
You
turn to the yellow inserts and sing together the psalm.
Thank you.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord. Stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Jesus gives a stark warning to those listening to this Sermon on the Mount. Jesus desires that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. There is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, and the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Jesus has been preaching to his disciples, beginning with these words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom of heaven is for the poor in spirit, those who know they cannot get in apart from Christ. No one will get in by his own merit or works. And now Jesus is wrapping up his sermon with this warning about false prophets. They would have the outward appearance of true prophets, but they would be ravenous wolves, hungry predators looking to devour those Christ came to save. We also heard the warning from Jeremiah in the Old Testament reading, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. Do not listen to them. They're filling you with vain, empty hopes." The Lord does not give vain hope. His word is certain and true. It has absolute authority, though it is like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Jesus warns that there will continue to be false prophets, so beware. Not everyone who claims to be speaking God's word is doing so. So the church has been and remains vigilant to false prophets, those who claim to speak God's word but do not. So how do you know a false prophet? By their fruits, specifically the fruits of what they say as supposed prophets. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Not everyone who claims to know the Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who calls themselves a Christian is a Christian. Not everyone who uses Christian speak is a Christian. Not everyone who goes to church is a Christian. But Jesus cannot be fooled. Only those who are in him, know him, known by him, will enter his kingdom. And Jesus tells us of those who will be before him on the last day at judgment. They'll tell the Lord Jesus the reasons that they believe they should enter his kingdom. They'll give an impressive sounding list of things that they had done, supposedly in his name. But it's not by anything that you do that you enter the kingdom. It's by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. We know this. What people teach and preach matters. In some cases, it matters eternally. Paul's teachings in the church have brought about the creeds and confessions that we treasure and hold fast to today, creeds such as the Nicene and the longer Athanasian creeds, help us to clarify teachings according to God's word and speak against teachings that are contrary to God's word. Confessional writings in the Book of Concord were a response to the false teachings prevalent at the time, and they had found their way into the church, these false teachings. Teachings were contrary to God's word, and they were filling people with vain hope. These confessions are still relevant today because they give a true and sound explanation of God's word, and they help us to know what is true so that we recognize what is false. As a church body and a congregation, we don't take the word of God lightly or the correct understanding of it lightly. Zion's Constitution states, "This congregation accepts all the canonical books of the Old and New Testament as the revealed and inspired word of God and the only rule of faith and life, and it accepts all the symbolic books of the Evangelical Lutheran Church as a true and sound exposition of the Word of God. And so the members of this congregation have a responsibility to know God's Word and to know it rightly. And I, like the many pastors who came before me, publicly pledged before those who were here in my installation, as I had done at my ordination, I believe and confess the canonical scriptures to be the inspired Word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice, that I believe and confess the three ecumenical creeds because they are in accord with the Word of God. I also reject all the errors they condemn. They said that I make the confessions that are in the Book of Concord my own, because they're in accord with the Word of God, and I promised with the help of God to perform my duties in accordance with Holy Scriptures and with these confessions. And I said that the Lord helping me through the power and grace of His Holy Spirit, I will be diligent in the study of Holy Scriptures and the confessions. You and I want the preaching and teaching to be in accordance with God's Word, not based on pastor's personal preferences or choices or influence of the hearers. We don't want those if they don't come from God. In this Constitution, the pledges, these are all good and they're helpful, and yet it's no guarantee. A false prophet doesn't present himself as false. He's knowingly deceiving the sheep. He presents himself as a true prophet. Jesus is warning the hearers, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Jesus' warning is for the hearers. Pay attention to the fruit and know good fruit from bad fruit. What is the preacher preaching and teaching? Whether it be me or some other person who presents himself as a preacher or teacher, regardless of denominational affiliation, what are they saying? Are the words true in accord with the Word of God? You hear the law of God in its full severity. There's nothing in you that merits God's mercy. You were dead in your trespasses, helpless, without hope, until Christ came to you and saved you from eternal death and condemnation. Are you hearing that Jesus Christ bore your sins on the cross, purchased and won you from all sins, from all your sins, from death you fear, from the power of the devil, all the evil in the world? He did this with his holy, precious blood, with his innocent suffering and death, that you may be his own. Live under him in his kingdom in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. You're hearing that the gifts that Christ won for you on the cross are delivered to you freely through baptism, Holy Communion, absolution, that you may be certain of his promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Are you hearing that it's that? Or are you hearing that you need to do something more? And if you're ever not sure of what you're hearing, if it's correct, then you check it against the Word of God. It behooves you to remain in the Word of God, to attend Bible studies. Know the confessions. Know the catechism. Because our Lord wants to fill you with certain hope. He does not want you to be misled. If you hear words contrary to Scripture, do not listen. Jeremiah said, thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. You don't want your pastor to be telling your sin is okay and there's no consequences for your sin. There are consequences. Avoid a preacher or teacher who tells you otherwise. If you continue in ongoing, unrepentant sin, it will not be well with you, and there is no hope. The only hope in Christ. A faithful prophet will speak God's law, which shows you your sins, calls you to repentance, so that your hope is in Christ, in Christ alone. No matter how persuasive or popular a pastor or teacher may be, there's no hope apart from Christ. And when we're faced with the severity of our sins and the consequences that we're suffering and deserve, we have only one hope. And we will all be called to give an account before the judge on the last day. But our hope is not in ourselves or anything we've done. These are vain hopes. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, stood in for us, suffering the punishment we deserve, atoning for your sins, to purchase you with his blood, that you may be his own. In him, your hope is certain. Christ is the good tree, and he delivers his good fruit through his word and the sacraments. Been grafted in to him through holy baptism. And he nurtures and instructs you in his way, by his word. And through daily repentance and forgiveness, he renews and sustains your hope in him, putting to death the old sinful self so that you have life and resurrection in him. And with his body and blood given for you, delivered to you, into your mouths, he keeps you in him, strengthening your faith in him and your love for others. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For constancy in the word of God, that he who purchased us by his own blood would keep us from arrogance, short-sightedness, and the many wolves that prowl and seek our harm, let us pray to the Lord. For pastors, that they may faithfully lead their flocks, proclaim the law and gospel for the good of God's people, and be shielded from the assaults of the devil, let us pray to the Lord. For all families, that God would make each household a place of prayer and devotion to his word, that he would bless parents of young children with patience, that he would give comfort to the childless, and abide with the fatherless, widows and orphans, the lonely and those separated from their families, let us pray to the Lord. For all governing authorities, that they would fear God and foster peace for our people, that God would look favorably on them, and for our youth, that they would be brought up in the discipline and in right knowledge of Christ, recognizing both God's law and the way of salvation through him alone, let us pray to the Lord. For all who need healing, strength, or comfort, especially the family of Marge Thorson, for Vicki, Lynn, Anita, Daryl, Lois, Lewis, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Grant, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Melissa, Mark, Ethel, Dave, Peter, Fred, Harold, Joan, Jaden, Rick, Thorfinn, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Ann, Dawn, and Florence, that they would be defended from the attacks of the evil one and able to join in God's praise. Let us pray to the Lord. For a hunger and thirst for the life-giving food of the blessed sacrament, that God would keep in penitence and unbelief far from his table, that he would unite us in the fellowship of the pure teaching of the apostles and prophets, so that we would give no offense and bring no division, but eat and drink in faith for the forgiveness of sins and the unity of a true confession. Let us pray to the Lord. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.